Today's Bible message will come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 22. Luke chapter 2 and verse 22. It states, "When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.' His father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.'" At the time that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, every Jew regarded his own nation as those special people, the chosen people of God. They knew that there was this promise of the Christ that would come. Many misunderstood exactly what that promise was going to entail, but they knew the promise itself. They didn't know when it was going to come, nor did they know exactly how it would be fulfilled. However, when Jesus comes, this man Simeon has been told that he was going to get to see the Christ. In Barclay's commentary on the Gospel of Luke, he states that there were a few Jews who were known as the quiet in the land. He titles them this because they didn't have any dreams of violence or of power or of big armies and chariots. They believed in a life of constant prayer and quiet watchfulness until the Christ would come. All of their lives they waited quietly and patiently upon God, waiting for the consolation of Israel and the salvation that would be brought by the hands and the power of the Messiah. Well, after Jesus is born, when the days of Mary's purification were ended, which would have been about 40 days, they brought this infant Jesus to Jerusalem to make the sacrifice that is required by the law of Moses. We see that in Leviticus chapter 12. We learn here that Mary and Joseph were relatively poor because they did not offer a lamb. Instead, they offered a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, which we also see in the book of Leviticus chapter 12 and verse 8. While they were in the temple, they meet this man named Simeon. Simeon was one of those that Barclay called quiet in the land. They spent their time in prayer, in worship, and in humble and faithful expectation for the day when God would truly bring comfort to his people through the Christ. Now, God had promised Simeon that he would not die before he got to see the Christ come. It's unclear as to whether he had possibly heard about the birth of Jesus, perhaps from those shepherds, or from some other person that might have been told about the birth of Christ in some way or another. But we do find that this account by Luke here tells us that he was led by the Spirit into the temple, and that the Spirit is what allowed him to know who exactly Jesus was. So they come in, and they bring Jesus, and he recognizes him, and gives this particular account in which he praises God and talks about his departure in peace and the fulfillment of that promise that was made to him. Simeon was like all faithful Jews. He was waiting for the Messiah, but he had some special privilege that was paid upon him by God, being told directly that he was going to see the Christ, and that he did have the fulfillment of that promise in this account here. He recognized Jesus as the Christ and the great King that was coming. And once this was done, he was ready to depart this life in peace. Well, I want us to notice what Simeon saw when he saw Jesus, this infant child in the arms of Mary. First, it says that he saw salvation. Now, here you are with this infant that is only 40 days old. But being led by the Spirit, Simeon recognizes Jesus as the one that would bring salvation to all mankind. That's what the angel announced to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, was told that John would make ready a people prepared for the Lord, Luke chapter 1 and verse 17. So this blessing in chapter 1, if you'd like to look there, chapter 1, verse 67, in Zechariah's prophecy, Luke chapter 1 and verse 67, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Notice that in this blessing of Zacharias, nearly every phrase is borrowed from the Psalms and the prophets. Then later we find that John did indeed speak of the salvation that Christ would bring. For example, Matthew chapter 3. But Simeon saw something else as well. He saw the fulfillment of prophecy. He said, "You've prepared before the face of all peoples." The Jewish scriptures were known among all nations, and all people were acquainted with the Hebrew expectations of a Messiah. Simeon saw in this infant Jesus the initial step of God toward fulfilling all of those Old Testament prophecies. After his resurrection, Jesus spoke to the men on the road to Emmaus concerning those prophecies in Luke chapter 24. Many times we find the record of some of the words of preachers in the New Testament that made reference to those prophecies about Christ. For example, in Acts chapter 2 and chapter 3, as well as Galatians chapter 4. Simeon also saw that this was going to be a light that would be bringing a revelation to the Gentiles. Before the coming of Christ, the world was in darkness, the symbol of ignorance, sin, and mercy. Christ would bring all nations light, that symbol of life, of growth, of knowledge, and of happiness. Well, this would be a reference to the words of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 49 as well as chapter 51. Isaiah prophesied that the Gentiles would indeed seek the Messiah, Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 10. Christ's light revealed the Father to the Gentiles. that Simeon would prophesy about this is an evidence of the large spiritual knowledge that was given to him, since even when you see the house of Cornelius brought into the church and the opening of the church to the Gentiles, that it created some controversy, and they had to discuss it among the apostles and those present. So Christ had a mission to the Jews, but that mission was also to the world itself, to bring salvation and to be a blessing to all mankind. Well, Simeon saw that this was going to be glory for Israel. Israel had a double portion, if you will, in that glorification in Jesus, in that God chose them as the people to receive the divine Son and to receive the gospel message first. Jesus, being a Jew, presented to the world the picture of perfect manhood. And in his divinity and in his humanity, Jesus glorified Israel itself. The angel had told Mary about the rule of Jesus, Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. And Paul told the Jews at Antioch in Acts chapter 13 as well. You see, before Simeon said a word, here in Luke chapter 2 and verse 28, he took the infant Jesus into his arms. Can you imagine how Simeon must have felt? It's hard for me to try to wrap my mind around the idea of Simeon knowing who Jesus is, knowing this is the fulfillment of the promise made to him that he would see the Christ come, know what the Messiah would do for all those who would come to him, and he gets to take up this infant in his arms. That had to be a truly incredible moment in his life. Indeed, I am sure that it was the pinnacle moment of his life. But it was a great privilege for Simeon to have the opportunity to speak this blessing about this Messiah that had come into the world, the divine dwelling among men in flesh. But you see, we are not without privilege ourselves. We are truly privileged today to have the opportunity of salvation through Jesus the Christ. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 23 that if a man would love him and if a man would keep his word, that he and the Father would come in and make their abode with him. You see, that is truly a privilege as well, to have the Father and the Son make their abode with us, because we have chosen to be one of those who are called by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Only the eye which sees Christ is satisfied with seeing, Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 18. To one who has Christ in his arms and salvation before his eyes, the world looks poor indeed, and the loss of it appears gain, Philippians 1 and verse 21, by the words of J.W. McGarvey from the Fourfold Gospel. Be encouraged. We have the true privilege of being children of God, joint heirs with Christ, and to know Him intimately as He's been revealed through the Scriptures. We have Jesus. Simeon had a great privilege, and so do we. Think on these things. Be encouraged. I ask you to continue to be in prayer for your brethren, the world around, as we face this pandemic crisis, and to remember that no matter what, we have the Messiah, we have salvation, we have fellowship with God. Thank you for your time. If we can help you in some way, if there's some spiritual need that you have, please contact your elders, and we will help you as best we can.